This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
On the 23rd of March, Prime Minister Dato Sri Najib Razak announced the government will be drafting a new law to protect retrenched workers to be tabled in the next parliament sitting in June. The Employment Insurance Scheme, or EIS, is expected to affect some 6.5 million workers in the private sector. The EIS has, however, met with pushback from industry players who say that the fund is unnecessary and will negatively impact the Malaysian economy. Others have praised the initiative as it provides a safety net for Malaysian workers if they are retrenched. Datuk Shamsuddin Bardan, Executive Director of the Malaysian Employers Federation, talks about what the EIS entails.
The EIS is a proposal by the government to be introduced in order to give some financial assistance to the employees that are retrenched but not able to find another job within a specified period. The EIS seek to actually pay something like 50% wages, of course based on certain threshold, for up to 6 month period. So effectively, you're talking about 3 months wages based on whatever threshold limit decided by the government. And of course, in the event the employee is able to get a new job immediately, then the employee will be entitled to something like 25% of entitled amount.
The EIS is, however, different from existing schemes like the Employees Provident Fund and SOXO. Datuk Shamsuddin explains.
EPF, of course, is meant only for old age based on retirement. That is purely the employers and the employee saving. So is a form of insurance, but it is meant only for workplace injury and invalidity. But EIS is actually meant to cover the eventualities of employee being retrenched, but it is still an insurance scheme whereby if the employer and the employee contribute to the fund and the employee never get retrenched, so he will never get any benefit out of EIS.
Under the EIS, both employees and employers will contribute 0.25% of the employee's salary towards the fund. Abdul Halim Mansor, president of the Malaysian Trade Unions Congress, however, says most employees will never need to draw on the EIS. Instead, their contributions will be pulled together to help their colleagues who have been retrenched.
In SOXO, you share the risk. Whoever that affected by the problem will receive the protection. For example, SOXO, if you met an accident while at work, and you get the protection, but you do not get it, though you pay. If you are healthy, the God is there to protect you, you will not receive anything. So it's the same thing what happened in EIS. It is unwritten, but we believe to share the risk. Because if it has happened, and then the workers have to sacrifice whatever they contribute to their brothers, to their sisters, or to their friends. So this is the meaning of pooling resource that we believe in.
But why was this idea mooted in the first place? Malaysia's 1955 Employment Act determines termination benefits for employees who are retrenched. However, Abdul Halim points out that these termination benefits can sometimes be a long time coming.
Our intention is not to supersede the Employment Act on temporary layoff or the retrenchment benefit that is in the collective agreement. Our intention is how to rescue the workers at the first beginning of facing this problem. So from there, we found that we need a new protection. Since 1998, we found that over 65 million in layoff payment was not made, although it is ordered by court. And some of the company majors closed their company and left. And this is where we say the workers need a protection. For example, the same thing if you bought a car. You know, you don't bought a car to make an accident, but accident happens. We want to make sure that the workers is protected immediately when the action was taken against them.
In contrast, Datuk Shamsuddin does not believe that the non-payment of retrenchment benefits is as big a problem as it first appears.
It's not a very big issue. Of course, there are some recalcitrant employers that doesn't pay when they retrench employees, but these are in the minority. So, say for example, during the financial crisis, as a yardstick, 95% of the employers complied with the termination benefits and retrenchment benefits payment. yeah, 5% of the employers fail to comply with that. But we are saying that, okay, go ahead and prosecute this 5% of the employers. We are not going to actually plead with the government to say don't prosecute, don't think like that. And when we check with the authorities in 2015, all the employers, 100% of them actually paid the termination benefits.
Nevertheless, the government targets to have a first draft of the EIS by June this year, with the law expected to be implemented in January. Datuk Shamsuddin estimates the contributions to the fund will exceed 1 billion ringgit in the first year alone.
We are taking about RM2,800 as the median wages, and we have about 6.8 million employees in the formal sector. Then the total contribution can even reach 1.14 billion per year. So this 1.14 billion is supposed to be within the economy. And what the employers now have to forego is that this money, about 600 million per year, will no longer be able to be used as working capital. And as far as the employers are concerned, about 600 million also cannot be used as part of the spending. And of course, the whole economy will be having to face the prospect of not having RM1.14 billion per year to make the economy more vibrant. So this, of course, is a very significant factor in the sense that our economy now is not doing very well. And of course, we need all the working capital that we have within the country.
Abdul Halim, however, believes that providing insurance for workers in case of retrenchment is an employer's responsibility.
This would affect the economy of the country, you know, because if 1,000 workers do not have their normal purchasing power, have no income to pay their bill, what's going to happen? So this is where we say we request the employer to understand that this is their obligation, as they may have difficulty to pay the workers immediately. They have to have notice for 30 days. They have to process the bank and everything. At the end of the day, it becomes 3 months. What do the workers want to eat 3 to 6 months? They have to pay their bills. They have to pay their house. They have to pay their electricity. But their employment was cut off. There is no payment check the next day. And who is going to rescue them? Nobody can rescue them. So that's where we say that we need the 6.5 million workers to contribute to this fund and to protect in case it happened to the workers.
This is a report by Lynn Mark. I'm Keith Kam for BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.